for people who don't know your background, you were drafted from East Devonport in 1987, played 201 games for the Magpies, second in the Brownlow Medal in 1990, Collingwood Premiership player in 1990 as well. But these days you are the General Manager of football. And as I said, it's been a tumultuous couple of weeks, and you obviously would have been the person that told Nathan Buckley that it was time to move on. How tough was that to tell him that, mate?
It was a little bit different to what, how you've put it together. It was a decision we come to together, Bucks and I, and Mark Anderson, our CEO. And it was really a long conversation. I've been in the club for 4.5 months now, and pretty much over that whole period of time, just discussing exactly what was the best thing for the football club going forward. And credit to Nathan, he was absolutely about what was best for the club, and also too, what the future held for him. So it was a conversation really around his longevity at Collingwood, and the fact that we are in a transition phase, having brought in 10 new players over the last 8 months, two in the most recent mid-season draft. And all those guys are brand new to AFL footy. They're not like they're traded in. You do have turnover of that sort of level, but normally you're bringing in guys who have had some kind of AFL experience, but these are 10 brand new players. So we're actually in a bit of a transition phase at the moment, and how long that takes us to bounce back. And most sort of conversations have been had with Nathan and myself over a long period of time. And we arrived at the decision a couple of weeks ago that it was probably best for both that we look to go in a different direction.
Interesting you should say that. The media's obviously got it wrong, because everyone was saying that he got a tap on the shoulder, but it's interesting to hear from the inner sanctum there that's how it actually panned out. How good was it on Monday to beat Melbourne in the long weekend game, because the big freeze and all that sort of stuff, and I mean, it was a wonderful send-off, wasn't it, for Nathan Buckley?
Oh, it was fantastic, yeah. It couldn't have been any better. And the way he sort of handled himself and conducted himself throughout the whole week, and basically telling the players Wednesday into training on Thursday, he just didn't miss a beat, and everything was around beating Melbourne and how we were going to do that. And pleasingly, we were able to get his boys up to Sydney as well to be part of what we're doing or what we did last week. So from that perspective, it was great to have them there. It was a little bit different, and Bucks acknowledged it in the lead-up to the game, that this is a different scenario for everyone when you've got the coach coaching his last game. But, we've still got 9 games to go after that game. So from that perspective, it couldn't have been a better result. Melbourne are a super high-quality team who are playing just outstanding footy. And for us to be able to match them and better them on the day and give him the sort of send-off that he got was just outstanding. So from that perspective, it was a credit to him and a credit to the players.
There's been a lot of media speculation leading up to it, and I know it happens every time, and, the media say that this coach's job's on the line, that coach's job's on the line. You're probably going to tell me that you don't listen to any of that sort of stuff, but surely there must have been a bit of pressure on the club from outside to do something.
There is, but it's not sort of something you really buy into when you're inside the club. There's a process, and conversations and decisions are had, and we don't really pay, well, I don't. Personally, I don't pay any attention to what people are saying on the outside. It's about, obviously, what's happening on the inside and what's the absolute best thing for the football club. So from that perspective, there's always pressure, because Nathan was the only coach out of contract this year, and from an AFL perspective. So from that perspective, you'll always find the outside talks there, and it's Collingwood, so it's big news. But from an internal side of things, we actually we felt comfortable that we were doing it the right way, and as I said, the conversations that we had that started back in late Jan, early Feb, were around what was the best thing for the footy club. Nathan wanted a body of work to see how he felt, what was right for him, and then what was right for the club, and we put those two together, obviously.
It's been acknowledged that the club's going through a rebuilding process, and I know you had involvement with recruiting at Hawthorn and also with Brisbane. How much of a role will you play as General Manager of Football in the recruiting moving forward from here? And I guess that includes recruiting a coach.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously part of a panel that'll decide on the coach or the new incoming coach. And that panel will start to get together a group of names in the next sort of week or so that we'd like to speak to. So that I'll be obviously a part of that. We've obviously had a change to our list manager as well, with Ned Guy leaving. So I've assumed the list management duties just at the moment. We've got Troy Selwood coming in, who'll start actually on Monday from Geelong, who'll share those duties with me over the next period of time. And we've got Derek Hine, who's obviously a long-standing recruiting manager at Collingwood as well. So from that perspective, we feel like we've got a good group there to look over what we may or may not need to do in relation to our list. But certainly, there's a bit going on, but that's AFL footy, obviously.
I know you keep a bit of a keen interest in what's happening back here in Tasmania, and I guess as a former East Devonport player, you would have been a bit disappointed to hear that the Swans weren't able to field seniors, reserves and under-18 sides in the NWFL competition this year.
Yeah, really disappointed. I got some messages through and a couple of phone calls earlier on in the season that they were struggling from a numbers perspective, and it's super disappointing to see that that's actually happened, and obviously it seems to be a little bit about Tassie footy at the moment, just the strength of it, all the numbers, and getting enough people to play. But it's always, been such a great breeding ground for talent over the last 30, 40, 50 years that it's disappointing that it's going through that period. But then, East Devonport were great. So I only had the 1 year there, which was 1987, and we made the grand final that year. And I have such fond memories, and still keep in contact with a number of those guys that were part of that team and part of the club at the time. So, really disappointed to hear that.
Yeah, and I guess one of the faces you would have remembered around the club was Graham Gypsy Lee, of course, who passed away not that long ago.
I got a message through from my wife's father letting me know that Gypsy had passed away. That's just such sad news. And, I played with his son, Darren, and I went through school basically together. I think he was a year ahead of me at school, and Gypsy was always around, and he was always such a great football person and such a great East Devonport person. And, I know that as well that you're really close to Doc over that period of time too, that they sort of come through the St Kilda, Northwest Coast, East Devonport, those sort of teams. And I always found him to be such a upbeat, high quality person. It was very sad news as well.
Indeed. Look, we always think of you as a Tasmanian boy. You're always a local in our book, but appreciate you having a chat with us this morning. Good luck with whatever the future holds for you and Collingwood.
Appreciate it, mate. Thanks for that.